Hello, everyone. Well, it's 80 years since Hitler's suicide. I often say I'm against it. I don't want anyone to end his, her own life. And I would include even him, despite him being so utterly foul, partly because I would want him to be put on trial. Now, I don't support the death penalty, but I wouldn't be wasting my time pleading for his life. There are other people's lives you've got to plead for. It's a matter of prioritization. So, in case you don't know, he's the Chancellor of Germany for the 30th of January, 1933 until the 30th of April, 1945, president from, is it the 1st of August, 1934, but like to be called der Führer, as in the leader or guide. So widely regarded as the most evil man of all time. Now, foremost amongst the reasons for designating him as the absolute devil incarnate is HaShoah, or the Holocaust, the murder of roughly 6 million Jews. But you can include lots of gypsies, disabled people, gay men, Jehovah's Witnesses, many prisoners of war. Now, I know that most armies have committed atrocities, but not being remotely anti-German, I'm afraid to say the record of the German armed forces in the Second World War was egregiously bad, even bearing in mind this was a world war. These were not isolated incidents, and the massacres were not even small scale. And almost from the first day in Poland, hundreds of Polish civilians, sometimes Gentile, sometimes Jewish, rounded up and shot dead, and things like that. Not a combat situation, not collateral damage, and no mistake, and so forth. Wide-scale use of torture, killing people directly through gassing and shooting, indirectly through malnutrition, through deliberately withholding sanitation, making them live in unhygienic conditions, and. So this insane cult of the personality, this megalomania, it was all very, very pernicious, all horrific. So very glad it's gone, and there'll be no recrudescence of that. Well, why was he so evil? Was it insanity? Because he had such horrific nightmares as a child. It was recommended that he be sent to a psychiatrist. What a big mistake that one was. Was it because he was severely beaten up by his father or something like that? Traumatic experiences as childhood. His anti-Semitism. Was it because he fell in love with that Jewish girl who was about his own age when he was in Linz? And it was unrequited, but also he didn't have the couldn't summon the courage to even approach her, just watch her from a distance with her new boyfriend that she married someone else. But his bright idea to seal their love was that he and her would jump off a bridge into the river and drown themselves together. Wow, that'd be enticing. Anti-Semitism is quite right widespread, in especially in Mitteleuropa at the time, but not at that level of viciousness, of actually eliminationist viciousness. So, well, cometh the man, cometh the hour, is partly because of Versailles and so on. Germany was on its knees, felt humiliated, rancorous, and so forth. But then democracy was very brittle. Then came the Great Depression, and that really gave him his opportunity. Partly was a reaction against the other genocidal totalitarianism in that part of the world, which is communism, a desire to resist that at all costs. And of course, it was salami tactics. The Nazis started out by not even being that violent, but getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Yeah, doing a few good things, a few sweeteners. Why did anybody go for them? If there was all evil, it was all cruelty. There was a lot of barbarity, but that's more towards the end. And the few good things they did were right at the beginning. And no, I'm not trying to say it's 50-50 or Nazism is good or something like that. But come on, get real. They had this election with supposedly 43% of Germans voted them. All right, it wasn't that high because that was cheating. But it was a considerable number. And you don't get that many people voting for the party if they're offering nothing good whatsoever. Okay, the nullification of Versailles was advantageous to Germany. Or not paying reparations, or there was such turmoil in Germany, they wanted orderly government and continuity, even if that meant degrading democracy, actually getting rid of it altogether. People wanted a messianic figure to save them, and so forth. But anyway, fast forward to the 30th of April, the Red Army's closing in. It's surrounded Berlin. Even if you get out, the French, Canadians, Americans, British, others in Western Germany. So how is he going to get out? And the Americans had a psychological profile of him done some months earlier. And the American psychologist said Hitler will not seek to negotiate peace, nor should he run away, go into hiding. He will either seek death in battle or commit suicide. And actually, he threatened to do that, the Beer Hall Putsch on the 9th of November 1923. What a pity he didn't top himself then and would have spared the world an awful lot of bloodshed. So he was correct in doing this, marrying his longtime secret girlfriend Eva Braun only 40 hours before he took his own life. And then the official who was doing it wasn't a priest, saying, "Till death do you part." Yeah, tomorrow night, something like that. There's a hilarious scene in Der Untergang, which is about when Hitler's doomed the last few days, and he gets married in the bunker and filling the formalities for the begin. And then the official says, "May I see your identity card, please?" And this officer said, "This is the Führer. You're like, you really don't recognize him. I think we can skip that one." And then they get married. And the German public, first they ever heard of Eva Braun, is that radio broadcast saying, "Hitler has fallen in his command post. Here's his last will and testament. I've come here to Berlin with my wife." And the public think, "What, wife? We never had a wife. The masses are my bride." Making more attractive female voters in the early 30s, that was the idea, but he was unwed. But obviously, he was such a hypocrite. Have a child for the Führer, encouraging couples to have an extra child in honor of the Führer. And some impertinent pupil at school said to the teacher, "So, if it's our bounden duty to produce as many sprogs as possible, how come Hitler doesn't have any children?" Uh-oh, you can't ask the obvious question. Out of the mouth of babes, what is it? Wisdom of prophets. So, anyway, no person in his right mind would think Hitler is good news. He's very definitely very, very bad news. Something like 60 million people killed in the Second World War. And a lot of those were in Asia. And in a sense, it's two separate wars, one in Europe, one in Asia. And I know it spilled over into North Africa. But the two wars didn't have that much to do with each other, to the extent that Japan and the Soviets didn't even fight each other to the last 3 months. I mean, Chinese would say the Second World War began in 1937 when Japan invaded most of China. It depends which nationality you are. You think it was 1939, 1940, 1941, and so on, when the Second World War began. So goodness, very, very valuable to live in peace. And I'm delighted that Germans have reacted the right way to the Third Reich to be the most humane country in the world. That's the idea. That's why in their constitution, there's that one article, the death penalty is abolished. Now, they were obviously striving to prove that they're not international socialism at all. Outlawed the Nazi Party. Now, me, as a semi-libertarian, you see, that's going too far for me. Yes, Nazism is devilish, but that is incipient totalitarianism once you start to outlaw political parties, which is the sort of thing that the Nazis did. And no, the Federal Republic of Germany's really got no relationship with the Third Reich, with that 12-year aberration in German history. I know there's a Sonderweg, the Third Reich, it drew on certain streams of German history beforehand. And what else? You mustn't display Der Hakenkreuz anywhere unless it's part of some theatrical production, something educational, or whatever. And okay, I appreciate the spirit. They were desperate to live down National Socialism. But at the end, that is taking away people's rights. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.